All right, what up, players? This is
what up?
Kong and Jesse. Jason is not here tonight because he is having sex with a fine lady. But instead, we have James here. And James actually is a friend of me.
James,
and
let's hear your voice.
Hello. And I'm actually not having sex with a fine lady.
Yeah,
that's why I'm here.
Yeah, unfortunately, we all came back empty-handed tonight. But James is somebody that we met. Me and Jesse met on a forum, for those of you that didn't know already. And it was an online forum of guys just coming together and trying to
get laid.
Yeah, to get laid, yeah, and basically to share tips with each other on dating and pickup and stuff. So James was one of those people that we met on that forum as well. And we met a lot of people. We met, like, I don't know, probably close to at least 50 people, at the very least 50 different people.
50.
Yeah, and out of 50, James is the one that we still talk to this day. I don't know why.
He's the only one, actually.
No, there's a...
Don't say names, but there's like one more, maybe.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, I don't know.
I don't think. But anyway, you're the only one, James, that we still talk to regularly.
That's true.
So today, I guess I don't know what to talk about. We can talk about our past and how you perceived us, I guess.
All right, it was a dark and gloomy night. No, I met Kong and Jesse back in the day.
How old was I when I met you?
Jesse was a fetus, believe it or not. He was, I don't know, what, like 18? You were 18, right?
Yeah.
You were 18, and Kong was like 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were forced to go to 18 over clubs. Luckily for us, the only ones that were open on Sunday were the Mexican ones.
What was it called? Tapas?
No, it was a... What was it? La Mirage.
La Mirage, yeah. That's what it was.
La Mirage was an extremely ghetto Mexican club.
I always remember because Kong's like trying to practice amogging with a guy that has...
Amogging.
Amogging is a classic term used by nerds. It's out-alphaing people, I guess.
What does amog stand for?
I don't even remember.
Alpha male of group.
Of group.
But for some reason, it was turned into a verb.
we call it tooling, James.
Tooling. So. Okay. So back then, Kong would practice tooling with Mexican guys with tattoo tears, and I would have to come in like, Kong, it's okay. This guy's going to kill us. And then Jesse would come in with his white blazer and his Indian.
Let's paint a picture.
Indian mohawk.
Let's paint a picture real quick. So back in the day, I had a mohawk,
mm-hmm.
Not a faux hawk, an actual mohawk.
Yeah, like he shaved all of his head except for that 1 3-inch patch of hair the forehead.
It was one inch.
You know what?
It was like a baby mohawk.
James, do you think we still have the picture?
We still have the picture somewhere.
You know what I think we should do for this podcast? We should have how each podcast has a graphic?
Yeah.
The graphic for this podcast should be my picture.
Oh, if we have the picture, that
we don't, we do.
Okay, I think I still have it.
Okay, good. So that is the graphic of the podcast.
The picture of freaking Jesse in the middle with the white coat from Kong.
Yeah, Kong used to wear this white blazer coat thing.
I used to wear a lot of weird things. I used to feel like I needed to stand out when it came to guys. I felt like if I stood out, that made me a cooler person.
Wait, where did you come up with this idea of trying to stand out?
I read some books here and there. But, I mean, basically, there's this theory called peacocking theory, right, that we learned from some weird-ass book a long time ago that basically says when you go out and dress, like, really, really crazily, a lot of times flamboyantly gay, that attracts girls because they're like, oh, who the fuck is this guy? And they look over and they're like instantly attracted to you.
That's the theory. The theory is, yeah, if you dress weird and you look weird, girls would be like, wow, that guy's weird.
And it makes sense in a way, but I think people just take it too far, like me. I took it a little bit too far.
You got kicked out of slide bar.
Well, not only that, I got punched in the face one time, too.
I was there, too.
Yeah. And by punch, I mean, like, they barely nicked me. I'm a man. Come on. It didn't hurt.
I mean, your face was swollen the next day. No big deal.
I got punched in the face last week. It's okay. Yeah,
but a lot of people, they take that a little bit too seriously, and they go like all out with it, right? So for me, I bought some weird-ass jackets. I dyed my hair red at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I painted my nails at one point.
Black.
Right? And
yeah, Kong had black nail polish.
Coincidentally,
yeah. And then Kong,
go ahead.
And he was riding around in a scooter on campus.
That's true.
Okay, well, no, that is actually, that was called for because it's hard to get around on campus, and it's like, why would I walk when I can just use a scooter?
That's just the icing on top, you know?
You know what's funny is
black
Kong,
nail polish scooter.
Yeah, and then Kong had this fur coat, which coincidentally he bought from the Gap. That was the funniest thing.
The funniest part is he still wears that fur coat to this day.
Yeah. what are you trying to say? James is a bad looking coat because I still wear it.
That's true. You did wear that in Vegas. I forgot about that. It's still badass.
But yeah, no, there's a fine line between being very individualistic and being yourself and being like a person who's just like out there and also being a person who's like a wannabe and just doing it because they want the attention. And I think that's where I was coming from for a while. I was dressing up in weird shit to try to get attention.
But now you're wearing the exact same shit, but like from a different perspective.
Well, it's
like I'm trolling everyone around me.
Well, no, now I wear regular clothing, but then sometimes I wear like ridiculous clothing because I'm like, it's not coming from a place like I want to impress people. It's coming from a place where I know this looks like a fucking stupid ass outfit, but I'm down because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
it's a different mindset.
It's a lot different than what you were before.
Yeah. But anyway, what is your experience with us, James, in the past? What did you think about us when you first met us?
Oh, man, when we all first met, first off.
I don't even remember the very first
meeting. I remember clearly. Because I was like, oh, God, we're meeting at this fucking, who is this Asian guy's house? This fat Asian guy.
what were you thinking when you first even... The very first time you ever even thought about joining some kind of group.
Before we get to that, let's explain what this whole thing was, right? It was, I think we've said it on other episodes before, but there was basically a forum where guys got together.
Correct.
And
self-improvement.
Yeah, self-improvement / dating tips / helping each other get laid. And we all decided to meet one day in Orange County. And like we were like a crew, quote unquote.
Formation of the Orange County crew.
Yeah, and we all met at this guy's house.
Actually, it was called a lair.
Yeah, it was. It was the creepiest thing possible that it could be called.
Yeah. So at this lair meeting, James, that we all went to, first time we went there, what did you think about, not just us, everybody?
Well, the first thing is I met this guy. First off, he came up to me with a friggin', a scarf. And he's like, my name is, Aaron, the romantic, whatever. And I was like, oh, man, this guy's cool. And then I met you guys, and I was like, okay, you guys are cool. And then everyone else was weird as fuck.
Are you sure we were cool?
Yeah. No. By comparison.
I thought you were weird as fuck, just for the record.
Yeah, just for the record, James. I was weird as fuck. By comparison to everyone else, you guys were cool. And the only reason I even joined is because my friend that lived in Japan, he joined like a Japanese like lair, and he was like, everyone here is fucking so good, and I'm like, oh shit, it's like I should meet everyone from Orange County, and it's like that's the only reason I went, and that's when I met you guys, and I was like, oh fuck, everyone here is fucking weird as fuck, I'm stuck in this shit, everyone's asking for my phone number to hang out, and I'm like, fuck. I was like, and then we have to all go out, and I'm like, oh shit, we're going to freaking just in cahoots.
Yeah,
yeah.
We would go out in groups of dudes,
and then Jesse showed me the ropes. The very beginning.
Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, I did show James the ropes.
In the very beginning,
what were the ropes exactly?
I was so anxious.
I've never heard about this.
In the very beginning, I was so anxious.
Really?
I've never heard about this.
Okay, in the very beginning, even before I met you guys, I was so anxious that if I even talked to a girl, I would have like a freaking panic attack. Like to the point that like I was in Big Bear and I'm like, I'm trying to ask these girls where a good place to eat is. And I'm like, you know where the good... And I'm like, my friend's like, good place to eat is. And they're like, And he's a cool guy. So he's like, good play. He's helping me out.
By the way, just to put things in perspective, James is now a complete boss.
Yeah.
No, I'm
he's a mediocre boss.
I'm like a supervisor. I'm a supervisor.
Yeah. He's like assistant to the CEO boss.
I'm more like an assistant. A PA.
But he's a completely different person than he used to be when I first showed him the ropes, quote unquote.
Okay, so what were the ropes exactly? I still don't
Long
know.
Story short, at the time I was so anxious that Jesse sees me and he's like, "Hey, little guy." Basically, he's like,
Jesse was calling you a little guy.
Basically, he's like, "Hey, let me help you out." And I'm like, look at him, like with fucking puppy dog eyes. I'm like, "All right, help me up, man." He's like, "Let's talk to these fatties."
And then 4 years later, he's saying the same thing.
But essentially, that's what he said. And then we did talk to those fatties, and we did not do well.
So this is the first time you guys went out with each other? Was I there? Or
you
was
were
this,
there. You were there.
Okay, so this was the first time we all met, right?
Yeah, we all went out. We all went out. And it was like...
This was like 20, like literally 20 guys going into a venue.
Yeah, imagine 20 guys just destroying a club. That's what happened.
In a bad way, not like...
Creeping out everyone.
Yeah.
Just imagine locusts just coming in, just destroying your fields. Yeah. That's what happened. So essentially, Jesse showed me the ropes. He's like... "Hey, let's talk to these fatties." I'm like, "Okay, let's talk to these fatties."
Did they use the word fatties?
Yeah. And then you're like, "It's practice, man. It's practice." And we talked to these girls who were very wholesome, and nothing happened, obviously. We just got burned. I just got really burned. But at the time, I was like, "Oh, my God, this is amazing."
Yeah.
And then that's how me and Jesse became friends. And then Kong was there just like – Kong was a boss. Kong was the CEO at the time. He was just going around, just talking to every single person.
No, I think you only saw me talking to like two people. And in your mind, you're
maybe.
Probably, in you're my mind, you're talking to like everybody.
I multiplied at times. Well, with his hat and his boa, he looked like he was a boss, some type of CEO. Oh, yeah,
so Kong walked in with a hat and a boa. Like a, but what was it called? The thing around your neck?
It was like a feathery scarf type of thing. Is it a boa?
Kong was wearing, I'm pretty sure, a white jacket, a feathery boa, and a gigantic, mysterious cap.
Yeah. And then he would ask the girls for magic tricks. I think you would do. No, you would do something like that.
I think you would do some magic tricks.
No. I never did magic tricks, but I did use
tricks,
like really, really passive lines to try to lure them in.
I think that's a really key word right there. Passive.
Yeah, it was
very
like,
passive.
Like you would go up. There's this thing called the opinion openers.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that we talked about before, which is you just go up to a girl and you ask them their opinion on something. For example, excuse me. You're a girl, and I need a girl's opinion on this. What do you think about blank? You know, the default was who lies more, guys or girls? Or the big one back then was...
What was the big one?
Do you floss before or after you brush your teeth? And just questions that don't really go anywhere.
We would say these lines like they were fucking gospel.
Oh, my God, she's responding.
Holy shit.
Now time to plan B. She doesn't even know she's going to get laid. Like, essentially, that's what happened right there.
But, I mean, just so people don't get confused, fast forward, you know, 5 years later, we realize that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
There's a truth to it. It kind of works, but, like, there's no point of doing that.
It's not there's a truth to it. It's like if you think a certain line will work, that's coming from the wrong place. Like if you say, do you floss before or after you brush, that line is going to get you laid. You're not going to get laid no matter what.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, now it's kind of like you realize like what's the point like and where the direction is that you're going to be going. And that like when you're talking about earlier, like peacocking, like it's kind of like now it's like, yeah, it's not that cool to dress up like all that crazy.
I think the new peacocking is dressing normal.
Yeah, new. Well, dressing how your normal style, like something that stands out but not too much, like an idiot.
Wait, hold on. So you never got to what you thought about us? Actually, you said
Okay,
we were cool,
James,
but like,
essentially.
Hold on, James. How weird was Jesse?
Jesse was very weird. Jesse was very strange.
Let's start with that.
Okay. This is how it was in the very, very beginning. Jesse was cool as hell, but Jesse would say, oh my gosh, hold on real quick. Let me repeat that. Jesse was very cool.
His mic is falling out,
yeah. Yeah, Jesse was very cool. Out of all the people, everyone probably hated Jesse, but I love Jesse. but Jesse would say like the most weirdest things, and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Weird like what? What do you mean?
Like Jesse would just say out of nowhere, just like random ass shit to like girls, and I'm like, okay, this is not correct. I can't even give an example because that's how strange it is.
Before people think I'm a fucking like complete weirdo. Well. I was 18 years old.
Jesse was a child.
I was a child.
He was a child at the time.
I didn't know what to do, how to act, and I would constantly fuck shit up.
He would.
With every single female possible.
But it was weird. But the weird thing is, every single girl possible would be interested in Jesse until the point, like, he would just push it to the limit. Like, you just see, like if you're driving a car and you're, like, the RPM gauge, you're like, oh, crap, it's reaching red line. You'd be like, okay, time to shift gears. Jesse would be like, all right, now it's time to get fucking to the end.
Let me get that time shit. Time to break this car down.
Let me get that shit to the purple level.
There is no purple level.
Yeah, like that's how Jesse was at the time. So me and Kong started getting close. And like
homosexual close.
Very homosexual.
Watch your words, James. Yes. Come on now.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, at this time, like me and Kong, like we're like, man, we don't know what to do with like all these random things Jesse's saying. It's like, so me and Kong came up with a word called penguin. And then every time Jesse would say something that was very strange, very
stupid.
Odd. Very stupid.
Dumb, yeah.
Yeah, very, very Rocky Dennis, mongoloid. Like, Jesse, we would say penguin,
which was not obvious at all.
Yeah, it was not. It was not. Yeah, yeah. Like so, mid conversation, like example, Jesse was talking to this one girl that we were all good friends with, like me and Kong with, like, and she's like talking. And it was going good. It was going very well, and then like Jesse started going very strange.
I think that's what it's called, just going strange.
Yeah, just going strange. Like it was just like, and then like. I just remember screaming out, "Penguin, penguin!" And like,
wait, what did he say exactly?
I don't remember exactly, but it was something along the lines of like she was talking about Europe, and then she started talking about British accents, and then Jesse started talking British, and then Jesse started
really bad British accent. Yeah,
Jesse has a very bad British accent.
Hello there.
Oh God.
There we go.
Oh God.
Okay.
Should I keep going? Should I bring back Jesse, 18-year-old?
No.
The Russell. So Jesse would try.
Hello there.
Oh God, it's really bad. So Jesse would Jesse started talking like random shit, and I was like, oh my God, this is going really bad. And I just run in there and just look at him like penguin, and then she just looks at me and like Jesse looks at me and he's like, okay. And then Jesse resumes regular conversation.
And then over the years, like that turned into Jesse being normal.
Yeah,
which I think you know. I think a lot of guys out there can relate to weird Jesse.
Yeah. It did work out. It did work out.
You know what was funny, though? That we always went to, like, 18-plus clubs.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. Now that we're over 21, it's weird to think that we went to 18-plus clubs. Because it's kind of like a completely different environment.
Right? Are you guys down to go next week?
I am down.
I'm so down.
Even though I'm older now. Like, way older than you.
Me too. I'm way older. Yeah. I'm way older than 18, and now I still feel weird, but I'm still down.
I went to an 18-year-old last week.
I mean, no.
What?
18 what? Yeah, I went to an 18-year-old club last week.
Where? In Hollywood?
Yeah.
What was it called? Club Bang?
No, I went to, it's called 333 Live or some shit.
Oh, okay.
It was so funny. There's this little girl, like, well, she's 18, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like...
Well, don't call her a little girl. That sounds like we're pedophiles,
well,
James.
I'm at 18... Okay, back reason. I'm at 18-year-old club.
Back reason of why he's hanging out a little girl.
Well, no. Because I'm out there because there's a girl I used to date, and she's in a fashion show, and she's at the club, and she invited me. I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. And she's like, I go there, and I didn't even realize it's 18 over. And so I go to the 18-year-old club, and I'm like, oh, this is weird. Everyone's fucking so, like, young. This girl that looks like she's 21, I'm talking to her. And she's like, oh, I'm 18. I'm like, or she's like, I'm like, oh, fuck, you're young as shit. What the fuck? And I'm like talking to her, and she's like, yeah, I go to UC Santa Cruz. I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, when did you turn 19? She's like, April. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you just graduated high school. I was like, you haven't even started UC Santa Cruz. She's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck do we talk about? And I'm like, Jesus. And she's asking me about my race, like being Tibetan. I'm like, I look at her, and I'm just like, and she doesn't understand it at all. And I'm like, okay, in your terms. I was like, let me explain this. I was like, imagine Tibet. Imagine if it had a Facebook status and it said in a relationship with China. It would say it's complicated. And that's it.
Holy shit. Anyways.
That was really bad story. Whoa. Oh, God. Okay, James. Whoa. Nobody James. Understands listen, about hey. The culture, so it's okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Are these things
we invited you on this podcast because we thought you were going to be interesting.
Oh, my God. That was really bad. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. God.
I can't wait to delete
everyone,
that later.
Everyone's you know listening good, to this is going to just be so you know, pissed you know, at you for telling
you know,
that
you know,
story.
You know what's the best part, though? Hold on. The best part is we can start when I say 3, 2, 1, and then it's like we can just cut it here. But if we don't cut it, it'll still be funny. 3, 2, 1. So what happened last week?
Nothing. God, that was so bad. I don't even want to repeat that. That was really bad. It was funnier than when I told everyone else because they know I'm Tibetan. But like now, it's just really bad.
Yeah, you
now nobody knows Jesus, the history. James. It's just it was really
way,
bad.
Way to kill the show.
Here, let's talk about how. Well,
what do you guys? What do you guys think is the difference between an 18-year-old girl versus like a 25-year-old girl?
Oh, easy.
What?
That's it. Easy.
which one's easy, James?
The 18-year-old.
Why?
They're not as adjusted, but I would have to say it's different. It depends. Once you reach like a certain age, it's like you're 27, 28. It's like, all right, they know the deal. They're down.
They're like, down either they're down or they're not down. Like they won't play games and humor yeah. you. Young girls are down to humor you. If once they get older, they're not down to humor.
Well, what's the advice for guys who are, let's say, 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to meet girls that are
18 to 20, like under 21.
And they, and they want to meet girls that are around that age.
Yeah, like let's say they're in college, they're in the same freshman class, or maybe they go to an 18 plus bar. That's like a lot of 18, 19 year olds.
That's easy. I told John this. Well, I told my buddy. He's passed out on the couch next to us, but. It's all you got to do is just join the clubs at your school if you go to a college and then just meet all the people around there. Just kind of feel it out. You're going to meet tons of girls. Like if you're 18 to 20, it's easy. You just go out. You meet a bunch of different people. Eventually, one of these girls is going to be down for you.
We're laughing, but this is very true.
Yeah,
it's
no.
true though. It's true.
Okay, like, so we're not talking about age. We're more talking about like college right now, right? That's what you're talking about?
If you're in college, yeah.
Okay, so
if you're not, then obviously you have to go out and like got to get, you know, put yourself out there, meet new people, like go out to clubbing, maybe even start as a club promoter at like one of the small clubs. That's probably
can
the easiest.
Can you be a promoter under 21?
Yeah, you could at the small little shitty clubs. You're not going to get paid anything, but you're going to meet a bunch of people.
So what's the, I mean, let's say like at a bar, right? 18 plus bar, you meet an 18-year-old versus you meet a 25-year-old. What's the difference there?
18-year-old has a fake ID.
Not just in terms of personality, but like in terms of how you interact with them too.
I don't think there'd be really any different interaction.
Really? I feel like there's a difference because, generally speaking, okay, obviously there's exceptions to every rule, but generally speaking, I feel like girls who are older are more in tune with their sexuality. So,
no, that's
like true. One thing we like to do all the time is get really, really sexual with girls when we're talking to them, especially at a club where it's like, you know, a high energy environment and you can get away with, you know, making out with each other really fast and touching each other really fast. And I feel like if a girl's 25 years old and she's at a club, she's more comfortable with that than someone who's like 18 years old and they've never really experienced that kind of culture before. And I'm not saying that it's wrong, right? I feel like that culture, like it's a weird thing, but it's like, you know, if two people like each other, why shouldn't they be able to make out with each other right when they meet each other? It doesn't make any sense why people feel like that's stupid. But, like people who girls who are 18, they just came out of high school, you know, they're clubbing now, they're like, oh, what the fuck is this? There's a guy hitting on me, what do I do?
If there are, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention at all. I'm sorry. I was kind of drinking. I apologize.
James, what are you drinking there?
Just a little concoction. I believe Jesse made it for me, but actually I made it myself. Vodka and I think some Minute Maid with sweetener or some shit.
Oh, that's
not real sugar.
Good, that's good.
Uh-huh. Either way, your question?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you think there's a difference between girls who are like 18 and girls who are older?
No, well, this is how it is. If the girl's 18, I think, to be honest, it's going to be a little bit easier just because they don't really know any better. A girl that's a little bit older, they're going to know what they want. But so, like, likewise, like, if they're older, like, they're 25, 26 or whatever, you're hitting up a girl, she's going to know if she wants you or not. If you hook up with her, you sleep with her that night, she's going to know the deal. She's done it. She's been there before.
And an 18-year-old is what?
18-year-old?
Yeah, like, what are they
thinking? Like, they're down for you, but they don't want to look like a slut, so they're just exactly. I'm not going to do actually, this kind of thing, right?
James, how many 18-year-olds have you been on dates with?
Quite a few, actually.
Oh, really? Can I get some advice from you?
Because
I have not been on many specifically 18-year-old dates.
Well, not 18, but like...
But under like 21. Under 21. Yeah, I feel like anyone under 21
okay.
is in the same zone.
Okay, if you're under 21, I used to always have the same deal, same date. Exactly. I was like, I always had it planned out. Either you're under 21 and, okay, I'm taking you to the tea shop. There's no alcohol involved. It's just tea, whatever, whatever. Like, it's kind of romantic.
Why was there no alcohol involved?
Because obviously they're not going to be over 21. So
what is a tea shop exactly?
Literally just like a tea. Like, you just grab tea. Like a coffee house.
Yeah, and basically in California, in SoCal, there's, what are they called?
Tea shops?
The ones that are open late.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, whatever. There's like multiple tea places in SoCal that are open really late. And that's what he's referring to. Because most tea places are not open late. So you can't really take a girl on a date to a tea place.
Well, there's one. Starbucks. Well, yeah, I guess there's one by my place that's actually open late and it's a tea shop and they just serve nothing but tea. And there's like couches and stuff. It's pretty cool. Like, so I mean, usually if they're under 21, that's where I would take them. Or hookah lounges or something like that. I mean, just something that you actually get to know them, really.
Well, no, I think that the main thing there is the couches thing, right?
Yeah,
because you don't want to go to like a restaurant where you guys are sitting
across from each other,
or even next to each other. It's kind of weird if there's two chairs. I feel like it would be a lot better if there was a couch or one chair or a comfortable thing where she could be sitting either on your lap or like right next to you.
Exactly.
Okay, so go on. This tea shop, you can take them on this.
Well, I would always take them to the same place. The waitress there knew me. She probably hated me, to be honest, because one time I actually brought a friend of hers. That's when I stopped going to the tea place. Like, I would go there. Like, that's how often I would go there, to be honest. Like, I'm a huge advocate of going to the same place so many times that you know the staff. Like, that's a big thing that I'm a huge advocate of. So I'll go to the tea place. I would know everyone. I'm like, hey, Mr. Kim, what's up? And, you know, I was like, hey. And I'm like, hey. You know, like, I was like, say what's up to everyone. Like, they're like, oh, shit, you really love tea. You know, I don't really give a shit about tea. I drink tea a lot, but I mean, I don't really know that much. So I would take them all, like, you know, like, I'm like, and then at that point, I mean, when you take a girl out on a date, you should always be the one just like be the expert on. Like, you're like, hey, you know, this is my favorite tea. Mm. Like, this tea is for this tea is for that, whatever, whatever.
Why is that important?
Well, it's because you're obviously leading it. You're like, you're the person in charge. No girl wants to be with a guy. It's like, I don't know. What do you think is good on, what do you like? You like tea? You're like, let me choose.
No,
one.
I agree with that concept. It's in line with what we talk about, as you said, leading.
Where you have to be
the one leading the girl, I guess.
Exactly. So in those situations, I would take them out. We'd go to get the tea, whatever, whatever. And then we'd be on a couch. So, like, the place had couches, so it was easy to, like you know, get comfortable, get physical.
They had blankets there, too, didn't they?
And you know what? It was awesome because that place, the tea place, did have blankets. So in the winter, you'd ask the waitress, like, hey, can I have two blankets, please?
What a smart, like, business.
Well, no, that's what you both told me, and then I went there with a girl once, and I asked for a blanket. They said they didn't have any. I looked like an idiot.
Yeah.
No, I went there multiple times, and they always give you blankets.
Well, yeah, I went there one time. I asked for a blanket. They didn't give it to me.
Well, basically,
so what the fuck?
Okay. Besides that, I mean, it's really, really convenient when you're with a girl and you're sitting next to her, and then you say, "Hey, can I get a blanket?" And then you put a blanket over, and then anything can happen underneath the blanket. Yeah,
that's exactly true.
That's true.
But yeah, I'm sorry you didn't get a blanket.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Let's talk for the guys that can't get blankets at tea shops.
Kong unfortunately was going to the wrong place. he was actually at Starbucks.
So you're at this tea shop.
You're at this bad joke, everybody.
You're at this tea shop and you're on the couch.
So basically, at that point, you're just getting more physical. You're drinking tea. Like, it's nothing. Like, you're not getting them drunk or anything. You're just having better conversation.
Caffeine buzz. And
I guess you're getting a caffeine buzz, but you know, it's essentially you're leading the conversation to something that's a little bit more like intimate. Like, I think at that point, when a girl's under 21, like, you really have to get more like emotional.
What do you mean?
As weird as that. Like, you have to connect on a different level. Like, it's not like, because you're not going to be sitting there just getting drunk like, oh my God, like, we have so much in common.
She basically wants to be, like, shown the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to be the one leading the whole way. And then she's like, oh my God, this is the guy. This tea shop guy.
This tea connoisseur.
Yeah. Like, I literally had a girl, like, her nickname for me was T-Man. Like, she would text me like, oh my gosh, T-Man. I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's me, T-Man.
Is that what you said to her when she would call you T-Man?
Yeah.
Just, that's me.
That's, yeah, I had nothing friggin' clever for that. What would I say to that? Just, yeah, I'm T-Man.
You're 18, I'm T-Man, yeah. It's perfect.
But James and Jesse and I went out for a long ass time, huh? Before we
did,
yeah. We went out for a long ass time before we really figured out what works and what doesn't.
There's probably a couple people that really just elevated me further. Neither Kong or Jesse, but
no,
just kidding. They probably pushed me the most in terms of going out. We did tons of terrible. Terrible just footage before. The Arm of Charm.
You know what? I think we still this footage is still on YouTube, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Kong did this thing called The Arm of Charm where he would... we saw it on some like, commercial.
Lynx chocolate commercial.
It was like an axe. Wasn't
it? Oh, no. Lynx... It was...
It was axe for the UK,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And they would have this commercial where this guy went up to girls and he had his arm extended and he would say, "It's the Arm of Charm. Let me see if it fits." And then he would try to put his arm around girls. So Kong would try to do this.
Well, no, he didn't go up and say it's the arm of charm.
Yeah, that was the name of it, dude.
No. Yeah. That was the name of the video.
No, sorry, I don't have the fucking details.
He went.
Jesus, Jesse.
He went up and he had his arm extended out and he was like, "My arm's been stuck like
there
this
it is.
My whole life.
Yeah,
I have like a disability, but you know, I've always wanted to try something real quick." And the girl's always sitting like on a bench, and then he would just sit down and put his arm around her shoulders,
and the punchline was, "Oh, it's a perfect fit."
Yeah.
I've been looking for you my whole life. Yeah. Whatever, or like, whatever. Like,
may I sit here real quick? I know my arm is kind of disfigured, but can I just what? Oh, perfect fit. Essentially, that's what we would do, and then it was really bad.
Yeah, except we did it with like zero confidence.
Yeah,
zero confidence. Yeah. And there's the video evidence of this. Is this still on YouTube?
Yeah.
No, only the good one.
Yeah.
There's tons of bad ones.
Yeah, yeah, no. The best one is on YouTube, which is...
And the best one is not saying much.
Yeah.
And then there's one with Phil. And
okay, we'll put a link of that video in
James,
the description.
James, don't use it.
I'm pretty sure it's still there.
They're going to sue us.
And then there's
Kong, is it still on YouTube? Seriously, we should put the link.
No, it is on YouTube.
Okay, we'll put the link.
Okay.
People need
to see this.
I wish it... I think there's more. There's lots of more... Terrible. Then there's footage of me in Mexico too.
Oh
God,
no.
I don't even want to mention that again. I apologize.
What's the most important thing you've learned, James?
We can't just skip Mexico.
What?
Mexico? We can't just say, "Hey, there's a lot of funny things that happened in Mexico," and then don't even talk about it. Okay, so James would do. Okay, James and I went to Mexico years and years ago, and he would do this thing where there was. Party girls walking down the street, and what would you say to try to go to their hotel room?
Well, no, first I would coerce them with I would try to persuade them with let me restart this. First off, I would try to persuade them with water.
Water, clean water.
That's clean what it water. Was. I was like, no, we're in Mexico. This I have clean water in my hotel room, bro. And that's literally what I would say to
Wait, where in Mexico was this?
Rosarito? No, Rosarito.
Oh, Rosarito. Okay.
Not the fancy part of Mexico.
Right. So you would try to persuade girls that you had clean water in your hotel room.
Yeah.
All right. That's.
You know what's funny? Like, if we were going back to Mexico today, it would be completely different. We were so unconfident back then.
Probably would be the same. I would probably still get punched in the face.
Okay. James did get punched in the face because we would have these challenges for each other where we would dare each other to go hit on girls. And I dared James to hit on this girl that was rejecting every single guy that would come up to her. Mm-hmm. And James went up to her extremely unconfidently.
No. It's a little different. No.
He went up to her unconfidently, and then he tried to make out with her because him to.
Well, no, okay. First off, I came at her completely unconfidently.
Yeah.
And then,
that's different, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to say this. And then magically, she turned around. She's like, I was like, oh, are those eyelashes real? And she looks at me, and she's like, what? What? And all of a sudden she turned around, she's like, no, they're real. And she's
So hold on. Before you explain this, we have to tell what the eyelashes thing is. We would do this thing where we would ask girls if their eyelashes were real. Yeah. And they would be like, yeah. And then you say, hold on, let me see, close your eyes. And we would tell the girls to close their eyes, and as they close their eyes, we would try to make out with them. We would try to kiss them.
Okay, honestly though.
It was pretty bad. It was probably the worst thing.
Yeah, but see, like, well, not only that, but it actually works sometimes.
Sometimes, probably like 1%.
No, but see, the thing is, though, if we do that today, it would work.
Yeah, but
like, think back then. Like, yeah, okay. Back then,
it's all about the way you say it. Back then, we're saying it like, "Oh, this is not gonna work. We're just gonna do it because we're idiots."
That's true.
But now, if we say it, we're like, "Well, anything I say is gonna work," so just
exactly.
So
those realize
like today, if I told James go up to the girl and do the eyelashes thing, he would go up to her and do it like a fucking boss. Whereas before, he would do it like he was a vagina.
That's true. Yeah.
It's just like going through the lines just because someone told him to do it.
Is Jesse looking good?
But back then, I was a vagina, so. I said it to her, and I was like, thinking she was just gonna like say fuck off and walk away, and she's like, no, see, and she closes her eyes.
But she actually closed her eyes. Yeah, she closed didn't her say eyes, fuck off, unfortunately.
And she says, and she closes her eyes for like a long ass time. I pause and I look at Jesse, and I look, and Jesse looks at me and just goes, and like he just mouths the words, like he doesn't even say it. He just goes, go for it, like slowly in like Jesse's voice. And I'm like, I look at him, like I'm looking at him, like I'm like, fuck, this is not gonna work, but okay. And I go for it, and then she Hondas my eyeball like three times, like fucking punches me.
What is E Honda?
She like E Honda from like Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
Yeah,
it's like a.
She
like,
goes pop 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 like three times in my eyeball. And my contact flies out. So the remainder of the Mexican trip, I have no contact in my left eye. And I'm asking Jesse where the hell we're going, like for every like 10 minutes.
I'm not sure if this is actually doable. So don't hate me if this is not possible, but I'm pretty sure we can provide a link to a montage of James's
I hope
rejection
not.
Rejections during this Mexico trip, because I do have that video somewhere.
We might have that somewhere.
I know that Jesse did make a video.
Yeah, I saw it. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
When I watched, why would you mention that? When I watched it, I was like, why are you guys even showing me this?
I remember.
And by the way, just for reference, time. This is like 5-6 years ago. So.
Yeah, I remember every girl I'm like talking to. I'm like, hey. It's like, you want to come back to my room? Like, no. I'm like, we have clean water.
We thought it was so funny to keep saying clean water.
And then like half of the time they'd be like, wait, what?
Clean water.
What about you never told us what's the most important thing you learned though. All those times going out with us. Because we used to go out a lot, and we used to actually like try to practice.
I would have to say really just going out and just actually just going full, like, I guess you could say full throttle. Like, just, you're just going for it. You're acting as confident as possible, and you're not, like, making excuses. like, oh, fuck. You go out and then you're just like, all right, well, that's the end of this. Like, I'm done.
Or
like,
she's with some guy, or she's busy drinking.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Many guys we used to go out with. It actually held us back a lot because we thought that was normal. Like, oh, wait, she is actually holding a drink in her hand. That means we can't talk to her. And then every single one of your friends would reinforce that idea. Yeah. Like, yeah, dude, she's drinking something right now. Yeah. You shouldn't.
She's dancing. Yeah, just wait till she's done dancing. It's only going to be – the club ends at 2, so she'll be done.
She has 3 hours. There's a lot of other really, really pussy things we used to do, too.
Oh, there's so many.
Dancing in circles.
Imagine 9 guys dancing with each other in a circle. Just dancing.
Well, what was the purpose of that?
There was no purpose. We would just dance together. That was weird. That was really weird.
Guys, this is bringing back some memories.
I think the purpose of that, based on what one guy said, and I'm not going to say his name, but one guy who said that, you know, when you dance, it increases your testosterone, puts you in the mood to talk to people, puts you in the mood to socialize.
Wait,
so
who said that?
You guys, it's okay to dance.
It doesn't matter who said it. It doesn't matter.
And, well, here, I'll give you a hint. He said it like this. It's okay to dance with each other.
Oh.
It's totally cool. That's how we talked. So, see, here's the thing about those weird layers that meet up, too. I feel like some of those guys were gay.
No, they were.
Or at least
undercover.
Bi.
No, they were undercover.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though? Like, back then, like, the things they were saying were reinforced by all the PUA guys out there. And right now, you know, I mean, we're kind of influencing a different group of people. And I don't think they had the same problems of going out and not hitting on girls. Whereas before, when we were doing it, that was an acceptable thing to do. And now it's all about, you know, getting into God mode and like talking to as many girls as possible. So I think guys just go out naturally. I hope, at least.
Well, here's the main.
I really, really hope.
Here's the main thing, though. That's the difference. Is before, rejection was not addressed at all. If you read like dating books or like self-help books that help you with pickup,
they would vaguely go over, and be like, it's okay to get rejected every now and then.
No one even said that though.
Yeah, it'd be like after you read this, you're gonna go 10 for 10.
Yeah, like you're gonna talk to 10 girls and you're going to get all 10 of their numbers. Like that's
really
that's yeah no that's there was yeah. no there was no book or person or anything out there that said rejection was okay. So that's why everybody was in this mindset that like you have to go out and you have to be a fucking boss, you have to be a man, you know, men don't get rejected. And every girl you talk to, she has to fall for you, otherwise you suck. I mean, obviously that wasn't the verbal message that was given, but that was the
alluded to.
Yeah, that was the unconscious thought that all the guys had because they read all these things like you got to become a boss and get every single girl in the world. When in reality, you can't get every single girl in the world.
You literally cannot get every single girl in the world. They'd be like, all right, you didn't get that girl, then you fucked up on fucking series A593, section 2.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you didn't get her number? Here's what you did wrong. But like, you know, a lot of times it is something that you did wrong, but sometimes it's just the girl didn't connect with you.
Not sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time the girl just fucking doesn't connect with you and you can't do anything about it.
Especially when you're in Hollywood where all these pretentious girls that are trying to be models and actresses are going. And
think about
it's hard for somebody like us who used to play video games all the time and you know, we like really geeky stuff to connect with those kind of girls.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. There's no way you could get those girls unless you're just faking something.
Exactly. Think about when you walk down the street and you see people. I mean, there's people you would fuck and there's people you wouldn't.
Yeah.
The same way that when you talk to people, there's people you connect with and there's people you don't connect with. Simple as that. You can't expect every single girl, no matter like who she is, to somehow fall in love with you if you execute the certain series of events. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a very idealistic way to think, but it's not going to happen.
It's not always a simple pick up.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay, well.
I know. That's so bad.
Again.
Someone give me a drink.
On that note, my computer is about to die again.
Yes.
Why don't you ever charge your computer? That's my question.
Well, see, you see, like, the thing
so you're like, why do we have to end these things early? Because you don't charge your computer.
Well, you see, the thing is, my computer charger is a good 4 feet. I can actually get you. Should I get it?
Ah, no, let's just end it.
Yeah. We've been talking for a while. I'm tired.
I'll just try to talk some shit. I'll try to start some shit.
Hey, hold on, guys. Just let me get the charger real quick. I'll be right back.
but anyway, this is kind of like a new thing we're doing with James. You know, I don't think you guys know him visually because he's not on our YouTube channel or anything. But let us know what you think. Put it in the forum section where you can leave all the comments and shit. Let us know what you think. Is it good? Is it bad? Do you hate him? Is he a douchebag? Is he an asshole?
Is he a fucking piece of shit?
Let us know. Whatever you think.
Or if you like him, you know, you can say that too if you want.
That's yeah, but
probably
I mean,
not
just,
gonna happen.
Yeah, just negatives are. We really like constructive criticism. So.
What'd you say there?
Well, I just stumbled on my words. All right, come on, let's end this.
Yeah, come on, man. All right. It's like 5 a.m. Like, what the fuck?
Right, it's actually 5:31.
Jesus.
Oh, man, we got to wake up early tomorrow, too. Shit.
I know, same here. Jesus.
All right, cool. So, with that said...
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Okay, you just gave away the date of this.
Just podcast. Kidding.
Yeah. All right, with that said...
Happy weekend.
Okay, happy weekend, and...
And
okay,
good morning, good night.
I wish we had like a theme song or something that we could play. Let's get it next time.
Can we play
it?
Actually, I think we do have a theme song we can
play. Can we play the 18 music?
Okay, you know what? Just cut it right now. Just cut it. Cut it. Seriously. Okay. Right now. Right now.
Bye. See ya.
Oh my God. That's so stupid. Oh.